I'm Jeff in the Morning, welcoming in Bill Bricolo with us this morning. Bill is the commander of the Lincoln County Disabled Veterans Chapter here in Lincoln County. Good morning, Bill.
Yes, bye. Good morning, Jeff.
Yes, let's see here. I don't know why you're not sounding so clear.
Hello.
There we go. Now we got you. All right.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Bill. First of all, there's a meeting tonight. So tell us, what's the organization all about? Lincoln County Disabled Veterans Chapter. What does that pertain to? What are you concentrating on? What is your focus?
Well, we represent disabled American veterans. Anybody that has a letter of disability from the VA system is eligible to join our organization.
Okay.
We work to state national-wise to support the benefits that are legislatively presented for supporting veterans of all disabilities.
Okay. And I know when I saw you last Friday, you said that there's some new veterans benefits that are available, and you want to make sure that they know about them.
Right.
Okay.
You know, that everything's changing.
Okay. So just like everything else, if you've had stuff going in the past, listen up, because there might be some changes that will be very important to veterans.
Correct.
Yes. So there's a meeting tonight. So what's going to happen at the meeting tonight?
It's a local organization. It's just Lincoln County Disabled Vets.
Okay.
We just discuss what our goals are to here in the county. We have some fundraising activities that we try to raise money to help our local veterans in need. Also, it supports our whole state program, national program.
It's at the VFW on South 4th Street this evening. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's downstairs. And so I know what that's like, because I've been there for soup.
Right.
Yeah, good soup there, too. So everybody, if you're a veteran with a VA disability, you're welcome to come to this meeting tonight, kind of meet the folks and ask any questions, right?
Right.
Okay.
You don't have to have a compensational disability, just as long as it's a letter from the VA that you are eligible. Because that letter, even if you're not getting any money from the VA for disability, you still are eligible for certain medical training at care.
It makes me feel a little bad that there are veterans out there not taking full advantage of everything that they have coming to them.
Well, some are not knowledgeable of what the benefits are.
Okay.
Vietnam vets kind of got missed over for many years with Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm.
The last few years, they've come up with more conditions that are eligible for being evaluated for and possible compensation.
Okay. So let's get right into this. First of all, the benefits that veterans may qualify for. So right at the top of my notes here, you're authorized to speak about this to folks here through Lincoln County. And so let's get right into some of the things, some benefits that people might qualify for that they don't know. So I see a lot of names and phone numbers and stuff. Are these things that veterans need to know?
Yes. First of all, Every county in Wisconsin has a veterans service officer, which is and partially employed by the county. And these are all people that are here to help our veterans access their needs, evaluate any conditions they have. Some people, some of these conditions may not show for years after they get discharged from the service. Vietnam, the Agent Orange, was passed over for many years before they started giving compensation for that. Now the Desert Storm people coming out of Middle East, the burn pits, and there's so many other conditions that sometimes, I guess one I like to use is neuropathy of your legs.
Oh, yeah.
It may not be affecting you right now, but that comes on maybe in a later age. And
you're talking the burn pit, people that were exposed to the burn pits are experiencing a lot of neuropathy?
Well, that's one of the conditions. They've come out with 25, I think. I didn't bring that book with me, but if you look up under the PACT Act, there's at least 25 different conditions that are possible compensational.
How do veterans know if what they're feeling is something that was caused by their service or something that happened while they were in the service and it's just not a natural part of aging?
Well, it's the VA has a evaluation system.
Okay.
And that's where I encourage people. First of all, I'm not knowledgeable on all the different things, but we do have veteran service officers, Tammy and Jason in Oneida County, John and Tiffany in Lincoln County. Go in and talk to them. They'll talk to you. They'll set you up for appointments. There's some things that they can identify. The VA has a system where they'll send you down for testing, and it's at no expense to the veteran. When the analysis comes back, they give you a percentage anywhere from 0 to 100% disability. And each of these conditions have a different percentage, and they all add up in certain. It's kind of a screwball system. Hmm. You can have 125% disability, but you're only going to be paid for 100%.
Hmm.
But at least get in there and get it evaluated, and let them decide whether you do or don't. You don't have to prove that you do. They have to prove that you don't have these conditions.
So people, veterans in Lincoln and Oneida County, there are service officers locally. That would be your first line of defense or first line of
contact. Yes.
It would be a better way. So John Olson and Tiffany Daigle are here in Lincoln County, and they're right there in the Lincoln County building on Sales Street, I see.
Yes.
I'm going to have veterans and their loved ones, give them just a second here to get something to write with and write on, because we're going to be giving some other information here as we go.
Correct.
We want to make sure that you get numbers. So here in Lincoln County, if you need assistance, if you're a veteran in Lincoln County, you think you might have some, even if they just think it's just, so let me ask you this, Bill, before we get to that. Anything that a veteran is feeling that's not normal, they should check with their veterans office, go to the VA, get checked out to see if it's something that was brought on by service.
Right.
Okay.
That'd be the first line. Contact John. Also, we have the outreach clinics, which is one in Rhinelander.
Okay.
And also the one down in Wausau.
Sure.
And get registered with them.
So it's not a big, long drive to Madison or anything like that. There are some. Okay. So here in Lincoln County, here's the number to call for veterans. If you have questions about what you're going through, 539-1083. That is Lincoln County's Veterans Service Office, 539-1083. In Oneida County, the number is 369-6127. Again, 369-6127. People listening beyond those counties, you have offices too, I would assume, and just probably Google it or look it up somewhere, and you should be able to find those numbers.
In the white pages under the county.
Okay.
It'd be a county veteran service office.
People still use phone books?
Well, my name's not in anymore. But.
Okay. Okay, so if you have a phone book, look under the county that you live in, and you'll find the veteran service number there.
But it's under government, the county government.
Got it. Okay. Yes. So I'm glad to know there are local contact people that can help out right off the bat. Okay, let's get into some of the programs that are available. Here in 2023, I see something called the PACT Act, Bill. What's that?
That's the PACT Act came out after to meet the needs of the Desert Storm and Iraq and Afghanistan veterans.
Okay.
Again, they've opened up so many more conditions. Used to be, the smoke pits was a big one.
Right.
Respiratory problems and, like I said, I'm not a specialist in all the medical terms, but it's the biggest thing is open up. You can go online and Google PACT, and you can come up with a lot of information.
Sure. The burn pits were the ones that made all the big headlines in the national news and stuff, so we're familiar with that. But there's a lot of other things, and so if you participated in the Middle East, if your service took you to the Middle East, you're going to want to know about the PACT Act especially. Okay, so just there's a whole bunch of different, like you said, a whole bunch of different conditions.
Right.
The only way you're going to know if you qualify is to make the phone call and find out.
Under the Vietnam era, under the Agent Orange, they've opened up more places, the DMZ in Korea.
Okay.
American Samoa, certain places in American Samoa.
So if you're exposed to Agent Orange in any of those areas,
you'd be eligible for evaluation, compensation possibly.
Okay. Boy, that's good news. That's good news. It's a long time in coming, but good news.
I've talked to too many people say, I don't qualify, I don't deserve it, I don't need it. Don't use those excuses.
Yeah.
You're depriving yourself of potential better life and your family.
Yeah, yeah, and your family wants you along for as long as possible.
Right.
So, help make that happen. The other thing, we heard a lot about the burn pits and such, but we're also hearing a lot about Camp Lejeune and the terrible water that our men and women were exposed to for a lot of years. And the reason that a lot of us know about this, Bill, that weren't even at there, the TV ads are all over the place. You can't miss Camp Lejeune stuff. It's all over the place. And we want to send up a cautionary tale for folks that think they might be exposed or had, exposure to the water at Camp Lejeune. So we say this in a lot of different areas, Bill. People that come in and have a conversation, I say, you know what, don't necessarily trust the national stuff. There's usually a local source where you can get better information, and that's exactly the case we have going on here.
Right.
Let's talk about that.
And again, this Camp Lejeune Justice Act, you can Google that. That was a Navy base. Actually, Camp Lejeune is Navy. Marines are under the Navy.
Right.
And during the period of August 1953 up to December 31st, 1987. Supposedly, after that period of time, the water was good to drink.
Okay.
But during that period of time, there was so many conditions. It didn't affect just the soldier, but also affected the family. Spinal bifida, perhaps, especially Agent Orange. Spinal bifida is one of the conditions that is related to Agent Orange out of Vietnam.
Okay. So back to the Camp Lejeune part. You were at Camp Lejeune between August 1st of 1953 and December 31st of 1987, if you were there for at least 30 days, chances are you were exposed to something terrible and you deserve some compensation.
Well, evaluation for it, yes.
Evaluation first and then possible compensation.
Right.
So all those lawyer ads are all over the late night TV especially, and we see it all over the place. And not to say that those are bad ways to go, but there are better ways to go locally.
Well, I questioned this last week to our State Department of VFW and found out that we actually have, those are legal to do that, but they charge up to 40% and sometimes even more, but maximum by law is 40% of the contingent fee.
Okay.
If you get something for you, they're going to get 40% of it.
Okay.
Our state past state commander at the VFW, Jason Johns, has teamed up with a legal firm, and they're charging a maximum of 25%. So if you're interested in pursuing this, and of course a lot of these veterans are 50 years old, 60 years old already.
Plus, yeah.
But still the benefits who need to be evaluated for, contact our state VFW department. And I've got the number there too for that. But
what's the number if you want to?
Well, actually an email number.
An email address.
Yeah, address. Fighting without a G on it. Fighting for Vets.
Oh, yeah. FightinForVets@gmail.com. That's fightin, FIGHTIN, the number 4, and then vets. FightinForVets@gmail.com. If you were at Camp Lejeune during those periods of time for at least 30 days, you're entitled to get tested and then possible some benefits with a company that's not going to put their hands so deep in your pocket as those late night lawyers do on TV.
And the important thing between this Camp Lejeune Justice Act and the Agent Orange and the Desert Storm Pact Act, the Justice Act is a tort action. That's a legal action for everybody.
Okay.
And that's going to be closed in August, so you need to do it soon.
Wow.
August of 2024. But that will have any compensation received from there has nothing to do with your VA benefits. So there's two separate issues.
Yeah, and it's another separate issue as to how it managed to last that long, the bad water there at Camp Lejeune, why it wasn't noticed sooner and affected. You know, stuff can happen, but how can it happen? The fact that it happened for that long a time before anybody caught it, that's kind of sad.
Apparently it's dry cleaning fluid. We've had that in our local places too, you know.
Really?
Contaminations.
Okay.
From our
and that's
wells
where that's
dry
the
cleaning.
That's where the majority of it came from,
came
huh?
from, yes.
Wow.
I understand.
Okay, so again, Bill, why is it, you said earlier that a lot of times veterans don't take advantage of this stuff because they just don't know about it. But if they know about it and don't, I can't understand that. Why wouldn't they want the help?
They don't realize that some of this has long-term effects.
Okay.
And that, you know, you feel good today, but maybe next year you'll come down with some kind of cancer.
Okay.
And if you don't go and talk to the VA system, get in the system, the problem with our benefits is nobody complains about it. The government's not going to do anything about it.
Sure.
And, you know, we don't have to be crybabies, but if you have a condition, we need to get it reported. And then they get enough, just like the Desert Storm people, enough people had a condition, they passed some legislation to support those benefits.
Yeah, and definitely not being a crybaby. I would anybody who's a veteran, the last thing I would say that they are crybabies.
Yep.
Chances are they're more likely to keep things to themselves before they let anything out that there's anything bothering them.
That's true.
What about veterans experiencing PTSD issues? And that covers a broad scale, Bill, I know that. But for veterans that are dealing with PTSD in one way or another, and they're struggling, is there help for those guys and gals too?
There definitely is.
Okay.
And again, that's one of the conditions you're going to be evaluated for. And I've talked to a young lady that her husband refused to
go.
But he was in combat for 3 years in Vietnam.
Hmm.
Now, there's no way he can't have PTSD.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, and the people that carry that with them, it's affecting others around them, too. It would be a very unselfish act by going to getting some help, because there are people that love you that just want you better.
And the benefits, financial benefits, it not just helps the soldier, but also the family and his family. So.
Yeah, so and it a lot of these guys that I've come in contact with, Bill, they are some of the most selfless people that I've ever met. And they think that, like you said earlier, I don't deserve this. I did my patriotic duty, and I would do it again, and I don't deserve it. You do deserve it. Every single one of you deserves something.
Going back to our county veteran service.
Yes.
The people they represent, I wish I had the exact figures, but it brings millions of dollars into Lincoln County for financial support.
And for people who think that I just don't want to go all the way. I've heard bad things about the VA. I don't want to drive all those miles. There are alternatives, right?
Right.
Okay. So
first of all this, once you get evaluated and are sent out for testing, that's paid for by the government. It costs you nothing. Actually, at mileage from your home to that location.
Okay.
So it's costing you nothing to get tested.
So in other words, if you do this by the book, that might be another reason why people might be staying away. They figure, well, with my regular medical coverage, a whole bunch of money comes out of my pocket, and so why would I think this is any different? How can we alleviate those kind of fears?
The VA has changed so much the last 30 years.
Okay.
And it's because people do have these conditions, and we've got millions of people that have been service members, as millions of people are serving, and if we don't take care of these benefits right now and keep the government involved in legislating for them, the people coming out of service are going to have to go through the same thing again. So
those of you who have been there before, you're doing this so that the people coming out now aren't going to have to.
That's what our veterans benefits are for.
So you're still serving.
Our veterans groups, our VFW, American Legion, the DAV, we've got legislative people at state, representatives at state level and also national, going up before Congress to speak about these issues.
Okay.
That's why I feel it's important to be part of the local organization to strengthen our national organization.
And the only way people will know if they're eligible for any of this help is they've got to get the ball rolling on their own first.
Right.
That can't be done for you. You got to get the ball rolling yourself.
It's a simple process. The initial process can be done on the phone, I think, with veteran service officers. They get you enrolled. Don't have to do anything real technical at that time. But once you get enrolled in the program, and it might take a year before you get your benefits, that pay is retroactive the time you enroll. So get out there and sign up now, and then go for these tests.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think there was an old military saying called hurry up and wait, right? You've heard that before?
Well,
I think it came out of the military, right? Hurry up and wait.
Yeah, and we're still doing it.
But you're still doing it. But the bottom line is, the more people that speak up, I would think that the faster these things are going to get taken care of. Because if they don't think there's a problem, they're going to drag their feet. If they know there's an issue, their chances are going to step up to the plate. Bill, I can't believe that there's anybody in the government or elsewhere that doesn't want to do the right thing by veterans. It's just a matter of there's a lot of paperwork and red tape and stuff to cut through. But it's easy if you're talking to the right people.
But, you know, a lot of us old veterans always felt that Vietnam was, if they wait long enough to pass this legislation, they won't have to pay so much benefits, because a lot of veterans are dying off at 1,000 a day, you know. Just.
I'd hate to think that there's even one elected official in Washington, D.C. that thinks that, but the human side of me knows that there probably is, and that's too bad. That's really too bad. Bill Berkelow is here this morning. He's the commander of the Lincoln County Disabled Veterans Chapter. There's a meeting tonight at the VFW post on South 4th here in Tomahawk. If you're a veteran, especially a veteran with a disability, you should come to this meeting tonight, and you can get some great information to getting you on the road for compensation and the compensation that you just absolutely deserve. Bill, I'm not rushing you out of here. We actually have a couple minutes left, and so I just want to make sure that we've covered everything. The meeting tonight. We know that any veterans that are out there right now, you may not know all the different benefits that you have coming to you, but there are people that can help.
Correct.
Bottom line. Here in Lincoln County, call 539-1083. If you're in Oneida County, call 369-6127. Bill, you're a pretty accessible guy around here. People can call you with questions too, I would assume.
Right.
What's the best way to get a hold of you?
715-612-7118.
And I know that you're doing this because you want to help.
Yep.
You're still serving after all these years, Bill. 612-7118 if you want to talk to Bill. I hope there's a lot of new faces at the meeting tonight that just didn't know, and they've listened this morning, and they're going to be there. And, Bill, I sincerely hope that every single veteran, not only listening but those that aren't listening, I hope that we get a bucket brigade going and kind of spread the word here to other veterans. Because one thing I know about veterans, you know your buddies. You know your buddies are in good shape or not so good shape. And so I want to get everybody in a good shape.
Could have put in a pitch for our Never Forgotten Honor Flight.
Absolutely. What do you know about that?
Well, I know a lot of people don't sign up for it. I finally did after 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. When are you going?
Probably not until May of 25.
Okay.
But I'm number 426 now, and I signed up with two other buddies, and we talked to each other and joined in. And,
why did it take you so long?
Oh, I didn't think I deserved it. I get all Jim Campbell say, I know what you're going to say. Don't tell me you don't deserve it. Don't tell me you...
Yeah. And Jim gave you an earful, didn't he?
He did, many times.
Yeah, I bet he did. I'm glad you're going, Bill. You know what? I didn't serve, but I was asked to go as an observer of the media. And I'll tell you what, it was life-changing for me. I mean, life-changing for me.
It does.
And gosh, I can't believe that. Please, if you're a veteran and you haven't gone on an honor flight yet, my gosh, Bill, I'm so glad you're going to get to go.
I got a friend of mine on here found out he was eligible in September. He was on hospice. He went in October.
Really?
So they take care of, and they had a doctor and nurse right there.
Yep.
He came back. He didn't think he could make it. He came back about 3 foot off the ground.
I bet.
Such elation. It's a great program.
So. It really is. Boy, God bless the Never Forgotten Honor Flight and everybody that has anything to do with it. And as a veteran in Tomahawk here, it must make you proud that Tomahawk's one of the number one supporters.
We're taking another $3,500 down this Wednesday.
Really?
To give to Jim Campbell.
Outstanding.
Some from the Nativity Church, a school.
Yeah.
And then other money we've raised here in Tomahawk. So.
Tell those guys Jeff in the morning says hi and thank you.
Will do. Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Bill Berkelow, thank you for being here this morning again at the VFW Post on South 4th here this evening at 7 o'clock. You'll find that meeting underway. Please, veterans, please take advantage. If you want to talk to Bill, 612-7118.